your constituents want you to be on animal control ordinances.
Well, this is what I'm saying. The cities can make ordinances and everything. I'm not sure the county has the power to just make an ordinance. We just recently, they passed a nuisance bill, but you're still going to have a collection problem on it, but then you've got to pass the ordinance for that. I don't know what they have the power. That's going to be nice to have an attorney.
So the county has no laws of any kind. They're county laws.
No. Just the state law.
So county... So
these are reasonable questions, though.
Okay. What about passing a resolution? Do you have resolutions?
Well, there's a current animal control ordinance that we're enforcing for the county. And
it's animals that are running at large,
yeah,
and are off their property.
That's.
But it says dog.
Yeah, it's a dog ordinance.
It's a dog ordinance,
yeah.
And then vicious dogs. There's an ordinance for vicious dogs.
We can ask. Are you familiar with ever having a, since you have been here? Didn't have the power. I've not read anything for you. In order for us to make any kind of a, like say, a nuisance town, they had to pass a law, a statute, to give that authority to do it. So unless you're saying you've got a, are you calling it an ordinance?
It's your ordinance. The county passed it,
What we do is we enforce it. If there's a dog that's off its property and someone calls us, it's a complaint based. We can't just patrol in the county, but if we get a call that there's a dog off its property, we can go pick up the dog. We're charged to try and find the owner, which we do. If we can't find the owner, then we bring it to the shelter and we impound the animal, and they have to pay a redemption fee in order to get the animal back. We cannot write tickets. We don't write tickets.
And part of this was an ordinance that was passed by the county commissioners. The only reason that we have authority to help them is we have a contract that gives us the authority to...
Gives you jurisdiction.
Yeah, jurisdiction to enforce the county's authority.
Do you guys have a general... See, we have statute... Chapter 67 is powers... municipalities, miscellaneous powers of municipalities. So it tells you we can levy taxes, we can pass laws that's germane to the operation of blah, 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 blah. They're general terms, but I mean, and then there's a whole bunch of other stuff, but I don't know if the county has a corollary to that or not.
They, under Chapter 67, is where they just recently added to allow the county to adopt a nuisance ordinance. Now, I don't know. I, sitting back on the sidelines over some years ago when they went into the animal control center over there and everything, I think this is strictly about memory. It can be wrong. And so I'll check with county clerk to pull up. Somehow I was thinking that they were wanting to pick up dogs, various things, and somewhere along the line, I thought they had to do it under the health department. There was something in the health department they had that, this is just a vague, that I somehow thought they had to operate something on the health department. I got a call. You get calls both directions. Like I think you were saying a while ago, you get animal lovers that cannot bear, lay in tears, to see maybe a neighbor's, the way that they're being treated or something, wanting us to do something. She had spoken with you guys already. She had spoken with everyone that she could. But no one had the power to help her. I didn't either.
And the ordinance that is passed right now is just a dog and watch ordinance. And there is very little left in the room. If the animal is at large and makes it back to its the owner's property, then we can't do it. It's just for those dogs that are basically unattended and they're off the owner's property.
And you think that's an ordinance that the county can adopt if you need something before I get done?
It's a state statute that Taney County,
adopted.
Yeah. Prior to the health department taking over the animal shelter in 2009, Taney County had its own animal control officer out there at the shelter. So that's who enforced the ordinances before the health department took it over in 2009.
You want a commitment of the partners to see who's going to step up, and here you've got Prince and Hollister, Payne County, and the health department here now. And you're wanting everyone to join into a commitment to form a partnership or an agreement to, and in that commitment, they would need to commit X number of dollars. As you know, there's 200,000 that the county gives to the health department for the animal control.
Yeah, and so that money right there could be given to the partnership next year.
Got an understanding in my head, but mine probably has. I'm just a little bit slow here. How much
Well, and here's what, and I'll just give you the evolution of the biosolids partners. There was no money to begin with to even talk about. It's who's willing to be a party to this. First of all, that we needed to handle the biosolids. They needed to go someplace. We needed to do this. So who was committed to that? Well, then we got that. Then we sat down and we said, okay, how much are we generating now? And then how much is it going to cost and all of that. So that came later. Rather than saying how much are we willing to throw in, say how much is it going to cost reasonably, a real live estimate of payrolls and that. And in this particular case, we contracted the biosolids with Branson. And so we said, okay, we went out for proposals, and they came back and said, look, we can do this for this amount of money. Eventually, it came down to the fact that it's $532 a ton for a dry ton. Well, then you find out that Rockaway Beach does 14 dry tons, and so that converts to what it costs them. So what we're going to wind up doing is they're going to say, well, for a dog, it's probably going to cost us about this, and for a cat, about this, and you have about 180 dogs, so this is how much it's going to cost, and you've got 70 cats, or you've got 180 cats and 70 dogs, whatever it is, so this is about what it's going to cost you. That generates enough money, and then we meet every month, and it's how much you've done. We get a bill, and it's how much you've done, and all of those types of things. One thing that could happen is contracting with Branson for the officers that they're paying for now and the truck, because right now the partnership contracts with Branson and Hollister to use our equipment to haul biosolids. So they send us a bill each month for processing, drying, and all that. But we also send them a bill for our truck and electricity and all of the things that we did to process. So there's all of that. So There's those kinds of things, but that can be discovered through a series of meetings to get our arms around this. Once we find out if in fact there's an appetite to do this, if we're not going to do it, then there's no use of us keep meeting about it. But if we are going to do it, then we need to stop talking about are we going to do this and say, okay, we've decided we're going to do this. Now, what does that look like? And then is the partnership idea where we get everybody together and we all pitch in fine, or is the county going to have their own dog pound and each of us have our own dog pounds, and then there's no partnership and we don't have to worry about it. And then we'll contract with Springfield, or we'll contract with Shepherd of the Hills or whoever. And but we need to know those answers first before we, because what's happening is we're attacking this whole broad front and we're not getting finished with any pieces of it, in my estimation. So if we can say, look, we're in. Now, at some particular point in time, we're going to have a written document that says we're in. It's passed by you guys for the county and our city councils and all of that, and they're going to sign on to formally being in. And there will be a process if you have to get out. If you want to get out, there's a process. Those kinds of things. That's all written into the documents you have there. But that's the process. But it all starts with the fact that we get around a table and say, okay, we're in. Well, then we have the kind of the at least initially just a moral commitment to each other that we're in and we're going to try and do this. Otherwise, when people come and sit at this table and they're not in, I'm not interested in hearing from them. I don't care who they are. I don't care what. If they're not in, they're not helpful. They need to go away. So that's my take on this. But we have to make some progress because we've been at this a very long time. And when you decide, you said you've got a contract or something. When's that up?
We're going to exercise clauses in all the contracts, and we're going to send it out to all the jurisdictions. I'm going to recommend to the board that we'll be finished on January 1st or December 31st. So January 1st, 2018, that's my recommendation. Now, if the partnership comes together and you find, you know, you submit this RFP and you have a 501c3 or somebody else that wants to step forward and take over it, and they say, you know, we can't do it on January 1st, we can do it, you know, in February. You know, we'll work with everybody to make sure that happens. We're not just going to say, okay, January 1st, we're done, and walk away. But, you know, if it happens to happen like that, then that's how we're going to do it. But the partnership needs to come together, and there needs to be some progress on this, because we can't continue this indefinitely, because, you know, we know that our budget is going to be impacted by this the longer that we're managing the program. So that I think that's the deadline, and we're going to live by it unless there's, as soon as the board makes that approve all that. But that's what we're going to have to go by until, you know, something else happens. But it would have to be a pretty solid agreement with the other entity, and we'd have to have a pretty clear plan and negotiate how that's going to look like and all that stuff. So right now, the recommendation that I'm going to present to the board would be that we exercise those clauses in all the contracts and in the services December 31st. So that's a little bit more than 6 months. I think that it's very doable to get the partnership. The RFP is almost written. There just needs to be some details in there. I know there's at least one entity that's interested in pursuing this RFP. Most likely, there's probably two or three.
Who's writing the RFP?
It's right here, but it's up to the partnership to come together and look at that. So it's in a Word document, and, you know, I think that, you know, a lot of the work's already completed. You just have to work out the times, who's going to be the contact person, and kind of go through them, make sure the details are right. So in terms of writing the RFP, it's there. It just needs to be gone through the legal process and posted, and then requesting bids and going through all that. And that's for the partnership to do. It's not for, you know, whoever's run this has to take the lead on that. But the health department, we don't want to, you know, just, you know, bail on this whole process. And I think that we have a lot of experience, a lot of dedicated staff on this. We want to see it successful, but at this point, it's at that decision point. We need to have I guess this group needs to have a deadline.